one about the Harugim and the Tkufas of the in Tkufas of Tzaras HaKal Yisrael. He goes through over here, same thing again about children being shecht and so on. He then says, Tzidka dina peiriya ki kriva nefera. Knesset Yisrael is matzdik, it's din. And he says, Usmur mizagdam kibla v'chnafera. It understands that these are karbonis. And then he says at the end, he explains, you know, nobody's Chdoshav l'yam in Hashavaris Asara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody is potter from din and so on. And the final part is Nikoyim Nikmasim is Ma'anai and so on. It's a very important hadrocha in our Hagoshes. He lists the Tsar and the Tsaris. And the first thing is a cheshbon with the Eibishter, not with Dumas Olam. There is a cheshbon with Dumas Olam, but the first thing is I have to be miyasher, and even though it's one of those things that we can't understand, this is by Mitzrayim, is where the Shaila Rishonim ask about Bechir Yediyah, but we need to understand that both are true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Geizer, it never would have happened. So when a tzara comes to Klai Yisrael of this nature, one needs to sit down and make a cheshbon nefesh and find out what, where, when, why. And the second thing we need is to be mispalel for nekama. Once we've had our cheshbon nefesh with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're entitled and maybe required to be mevakish nekama. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Keil Nekomis Hashem, like we said before, that the Fletzes Mena Etzes, when something bad happened to us, we have a chelik in it, and we need to be back in that. But the Etzem fact that the Umas Olam came and devastated us is a terrible chel Hashem. And the only way that will become righted is through Nekoma. And once we have our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then there's a Bakasha for Nekoma.
אמרתי שהוא מני בבחי המורי מר נפשי ורוחי הקורי הם לביוסן עשידים לא יראי בבחי יעזר עליהם